This episode of Star Wars in Character is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Audible.com carries well over 100 Star Wars audiobook titles, including X-Wing Mercy Kill, the latest installment in the popular X-Wing series. Audible.com is offering one free download of any audiobook, including Mercy Kill, or any one of the other 100,000-plus titles Audible.com carries. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook.
The Big Nasty Free-for-All.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories. Histories. And details. You never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are starting our four-part, for a month I guess, episodes of characters who... So sad.
Why is it sad?
Because I don't hate. I just don't like.
Don't hate the player. Hate the prequels.
And we're starting with a character that Dave picked.
That's right.
But first, my names.
The most important part of the show.
Yes. Names that I don't know who these names are, you know, relate to his character or whatnot.
That really bothers you. It bothers you. You've been asking me for days who my
character. I was outside your window looking in.
Tell me, David. Tell me who you hate.
You've been asking for days, like, who is your character? Who is your character?
I understand.
Why do you need to know? Just because of the
names? So the names match.
Who cares?
That's a new thing. It's not like you cared about that the first 40 or 50 times you did this.
Mad-At.
Yes.
You're correct. All right, ready? Turmoil has engulfed the Galactic Republic. The taxation Tim... Trade route.
I thought you were just going to drop names in there. The Galactic Republic. Matt. The taxation.
I actually would like that better.
The taxation Tim of trade routes to outlying star systems is in dispute. Hoping to resolve the matter, they block Dave of deadly battleships. The Greedy Trade Federation has stopped all shipping to the small planet of Naboo.
Chris.
Almost. While the Khan, Chris, of the Republic endlessly debates this alarming chain of events, the Supreme Chancellor has really dispatched two Jedi Knights, the Guardians of Peace and Justice in the Galaxy, to settle the conflict.
That was a dramatic reading.
Wow.
You got to read it like the guy in that Clone Wars movie.
Meanwhile,
today has engulfed the galaxy.
What is it, Dave?
All right. So this is the first of four.
Are you going to give us some hints? Can we guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Extra point trivia.
Guess. Yeah. Does he have green skin?
No extra points.
Does he have a penis?
Whoa.
Have you seen his penis?
IJ88.
Has he touched you with his penis?
Show me on the doll where he touched you.
With his penis.
Does he have a robo dick? Tell us.
All right, you guys guess. Go ahead, through the four of you. What character in all of the six movies is my most hated character?
So zero is out because that's the seventh movie.
That's right.
So there's no zero.
He told me
that's three episodes of a cartoon. That's not even a movie.
Zero the Hutt does not count. That's not Star Wars.
Now narrow down. Is it prequel or is it...
Prequel. Guaranteed. What is that?
Pebbles has decided to come in and say hi with her toy. Oh. Thank you, Pebbles.
What does Pebbles think is my most hated character? Oh.
Well, according to her, it'd be a Bomar Monk because she's carrying a spider toy.
Is it Jawowza?
Oh, that's a good one.
Pebbles.
Oh, that's so cute. Does it make that sound?
Sounds like two people going at it on a bed.
Why?
Squeaky springs. It's not Joe Yowza. That's a good one. That's a good guess, but that's not it.
Is it
Oh, you said prequel too. I'm sorry.
Is it a bad guy? A villain.
How many clues do you need?
It's Padme.
46.
Matt, do you have a guess? Matt, just guesses stuff. He doesn't go through it like us.
I thought it was Boss Nass, but I think you already said it wasn't him. So I actually don't have a guess now. If it's not Zero, it's not Boss Nass. I don't know.
Who are you guessing, Chris?
This is incredible.
Sebulba.
Okay. I don't know why you said that I ever said it wasn't Boss Nass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought, maybe you just wouldn't admit it was Boss Nass.
You never admitted it.
I never said one way or the other, because I'm here to tell you that the worst character in all six movies is Rugor Nass.
That's his first name?
A.K.A. Boss Nass, or as I like to call him, Boss Ass.
It's a shame.
What do you mean that's a shame? It's the worst.
Just because of his
spit. You don't think your brain's so big.
Oh, my God. Don't even start.
Oh, boy.
Okay, this is the worst character.
Nah.
You cannot tell me there's a worse character than Boss Nass, and that is who I selected. And now I have to talk about this Joker. So here we go. I'm going to start this Tim style, okay? Boss Nass is a Ankura Gungan from the planet Naboo.
Naboo.
Okay, I don't know what the hell an Ankura Gungan is compared to a regular Gungan, but this is what it says. Okay? Now, before Boss Nass is ever seen on screen... This is the worst start ever, okay? Because as a young tadpole, and I did say tadpole, which leads to the question, are Gungans amphibians?
I believe they are.
All right. Well, this is the same old argument we had, that why are they taking, like, they have, these people are creative, and they have imaginations like no one we've ever known. Why do they have to use Earth things in Star Wars at all? Tadpoles?
You know what? I have a feeling that Lucas probably didn't even think that. I think that was all brought up with some, you know, Kevin J. Anderson writer or someone in the comments.
Come on, we team. All right, shut that off. I can't even take it. All right, so long before Boss Nass becomes Boss, there's a fable. Okay, about Boss.
Assistant Manager Nass.
Yeah, assistant to the regional manager. Okay, this guy, what are you doing?
Nothing.
I want you to listen to everything.
I found a Boss Nass frenzy.
No frenzy. Listen to everything I'm saying, because this is horrible. Boss Nass's leadership skills were evident as a tadpole because he was the first to sprout legs.
What?
In his pool. And
I'm out of here.
So you're saying he was genetically predisposed to lead because he had legs as a baby.
As a baby. I mean, we all know how tadpoles become frogs. He's the first one to sprout legs as a baby tadpole, as a baby Gungan.
Aww.
How do they know he's not like a mutant that got like radioactive, and that's why he's sprouting his legs early?
He's Godzilla.
Yeah.
And not only did he sprout legs first, he then organized the other tadpoles in the pool to help speed along their development.
What?
Oh,
this,
that's so cute.
Is re goddamn ridiculous already.
So I'm still rubbing my head around. His name isn't Boss. That's like his title.
Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yes, absolutely. The name, the actual name of their, this is how creative they got with this. The name of their presidency, or whatever you want to call it, their leader, is Top Boss.
Oh, jeez.
So he is called Boss Nass. His real name is Rugor, R-U-G-O-R. Ruger. Rugor. I don't know. Whatever. Okay?
That's German.
Yeah. Actually, you know what's funny? One of the little tidbits that they tell you here is that the word Nass is German for wet.
Rugor wet.
So when he's spitting on you, that's where the Nass comes from.
That ain't spit.
That ain't spit. What are you saying?
Continue.
Do
two Gungans, one. All right, so not long after he sprouted legs and organized the other tadpoles, did he win?
Organize them to do what?
To evolve.
Oh, God.
Please grow your legs.
He won. This is one of my major problems with not only Boss Nass, but the Gungans in general, is their language, I guess you would call it. It's like this stereotyped combination of like Eddie Murphy's buckwheat and Tonto.
Okay.
I mean,
Kimasabi.
Like everything, it's basically their language. It's just.
Is that the frenzy?
No, it's just him doing that for 4 hours.
Wow.
I'm actually laughing at that. That's sad.
So basically the Gungan language is mispronouncing for no reason English. Like that's all it is. Okay?
Yeah.
So because even later he's talking about how Jar Jar has to be punished. Not punished, but punished. So they went really crazy.
Tomato.
And they changed the vowel to a long U sound, and that thus creates a new language.
I like it.
So Boss Nass sprouts legs, organizes the tadpoles, grows up a little, and wins. You ready for the name of this? This is the Gungan Festival of Warriors, but it's called, quote, the Big Nasty Free-for-All.
Is this like a Hell in a Cell wrestling match or something?
It's a cage match.
Oh, God.
Now, he won this 3 years in a row.
He's a champ.
Absolutely. But the thing that he's known mostly for in his presidency is his organizational skills.
I bet.
You go here. You go here. There we're done.
That's what he's known for. His ability to organize. Ooh. As top boss, he, you know, was into civic improvement. And one of the things he did is he created a municipal zoo.
What?
Yes. Wait, what's in it? Humans?
Is there a version of an aquarium where they bring the things up from up top down below? Yeah, and how do they get them there?
It's a land aquarium.
Yeah.
It's like Sandy Cheeks.
Oh.
So he also created a new public concourse, and it was very large and in a city. So you know what the name of it was?
Large City.
Large Concourse.
It was called City Big Space.
You know, back when we did the other Gungan episode, I was defending him pretty solidly, but I don't know if I could defend Boss Nass anymore.
Well, good.
Dave's mission's accomplished.
I have not begun to fight yet. I'm like Chief Joseph. Now, you know, they allude to this in the movie, and Tim has talked about this before. He has a history with Jar Jar. Mm. And at first, it seems like Jar Jar actually does some good things. Boss Nass has his Bongo submarine and gets caught in a storm. Jar Jar helps get him out of the storm, saves other people who are being, you know, affected by this storm, and repairs Boss Nass's bongo boat.
Oh, that's nice.
So it sounds pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Call Wazy!
Jar Jar's, you know, looking pretty good here. But later on, he will then crash this bongo boat, which is what Tim has always told us is the reason that he's in trouble with Boss.
Is this the bongo boat, the Hayblibber?
The Hayblibber, exactly.
Oh, God.
It's Nat, his personal Hayblibber.
I love that thing.
Hayblibber! What was happening was there was a gas explosion that was about to happen, and Jar Jar was getting it away from the gas explosion and crashed it. Now,
can't he get a second Hayblibber? He's the boss.
He's the boss.
Tony Danza is, right?
Boss.
That really hurt, by the way. Oh, I don't suggest doing that.
Mona Jar Jar.
Tarpools. This explosion, though, was also created by Jar Jar. So, you know, it's not all roses, a bed of roses for Jar Jar. But it seems like the thing that really was the problem is that Jar Jar was kind of romancing the niece.
Oh, God.
Not feeling up.
Of Boss Nass, whose name was Fasa.
Oh, that sounds hot.
I'll bet. Have you ever heard of this, Tim? Fasa?
Mm-mm. Like, how does he romance? Is he like, what does he do?
I don't know.
Kind of.
You tell Tim's a virgin.
What? A kiss, boy? So, okay. So he's romancing the niece. He's blowing up the hay blibber. And his punishment is banishment under the threat of death if violated.
Banishment or banishment?
Banishment.
Banishment.
So he has to leave Utagunga. You remember this? Utagunga. This has been brought up several times on shows.
I remember that.
Utagunga, where they live.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay. So Boss Nass is now, I mean, he went from being like a fabled organizer to now, to me, seems like he's kind of a bully. And that's what they kind of say in the backstory. He's very aware of his own achievements. He sets up all kinds of tributes to himself. He's kind of getting really full of himself.
He's a real douche.
Boom!
And that pretty much leads up right to the movie. Okay, so what I've just told you is everything you needed to know before episode one.
Okay.
Oh, well, how did I ever get through that movie without knowing this?
It gets better now, right?
Well, you know, it is going to get better because I'm going to ask my good friend Chris.
Oh, boy.
To do something we haven't done in a while, and that is do a dramatic reading.
Okay.
Okay, to get us back into the mindset here of Boss Nass in episode one.
Oh, boy.
Chris will now perform the meeting of Boss Nass and Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi. So we here at Star Wars in Character are proud to present Chris.
Oh, boy.
Does a dramatic reading.
Drama.
You, sir, cannot bees hair.
You know what it says? It says, you, sir, cannot bees hair.
That is the way they talk.
Okay.
This army of machiniques up there. His new Wii song.
That's what it says.
You make him sound like a samurai. Oh, man. The sushi chef sounds like that.
We said no like the Naboo. The Naboo think they so smarty. They think brain so big.
Oh, God. That sounds like Tarzan.
That droid army is about to attack the Naboo. We must warn them.
Fuck, I think I'm reading Obi, Qui-Gon, and Boss Nass the same fucking voice.
That's fine.
Can't even see what the arrows are pointing to.
Boss Obi, Boss Chin.
No Misa, no think so. We said no care in about the Naboo.
You and the Naboo form a symbiont circle. What happens to one of you will affect the other. You must understand this.
Now you're making up Gungan words.
Then speed us on our way. We said gonna speed you so way.
Qui-Gon sounded pretty angry right there.
We need a transport.
We said give you sa unda bongo. The speediest way to the Naboo. Just going through thy planet core. Now go.
Master, what's a bongo?
A transport, I hope.
That's a setting you up. Go, that's a planet core. The bomb and I... That would be hot.
Wow.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, please. Could it be?
Master, we are short of time.
We need a navigator to get us through the planet's core.
I'm on a phone with my...
Well, that sounds like Batman.
You're about to be taken. This Gungan may be of help. What is to become of Jar Jar Binks here?
He's on to be... Punished?
Punished!
Punished? Ready? Uh-oh! Elmo. I saved his life. He owes me what?
Oh my God, it's still going?
I like that.
Binks, you sir, have been a late day with Thiessen?
Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Be gone. She's hot. Be gone with Tiffany. Now, mess out of this one. Better dead here than dead in the core. You guys want to mess a saying?
And just top it off with the with the.
Hold on, I gotta take these off because last time they
go. Leave them on. That's all the right. Ready?
Exquisite right
off. Oh, they flew off again. Right off. That's the whole reason I did this.
Oh my god.
Oh, thank you.
Not bad.
Okay. Are you finished?
I'm finished.
Okay.
That is ridiculous how long that is. It sounds like a 1920s jalopy going down the street. Like something out of the Filmation sound library.
Oh, Magoo, you've done it again. I don't know if it's the drugs or what, but that is fucking funny.
That is funny stuff.
All right. So, like Chris said, Jar Jar returns. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are there.
Boom!
Yeah. And Jar Jar does the, or excuse me, Qui-Gon does the Jedi mind trick on Boss Nass. Now, we talked about this before. This is like one of the only times it works, right?
Yeah. Obi-Wan and does it once, and this guy does it once, and that's it.
And he gets a boat out of it.
It's not bad.
Okay, what'd you say?
You say boner.
Well, that may be too.
Yeah. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Later on, and the other scene that Chris performed once before was the alliance then with the people of Naboo, with Queen Amidala, all the stuff that happens towards the end of episode one.
All right.
Now, there are other things that happen that we never see during episode one. Like, for example,
oh, good.
Boss Nass actually is fighting in the battle.
Get the out of here.
He can't move.
Shut the front door.
He not only does he, because he's so good at it, organize.
Oh, God.
Battle, which they really end up losing for the most part, don't they?
Like, they were about to lose that deal until little Annie.
Right. He personally aided in an assault. Like, so he was out there fighting, and I learned this in reading too, that the name of that battle on the grass.
Wait. Oh, we gotta think of a battle on the grass.
Go ahead.
Grassy battle.
You're close.
No.
It is. If there's grass on the field, let's fight.
The Battle of Grassy Plains.
Well, subtle.
Yeah. Okay. The only other time that you see him in episode one is at the funeral. Spoiler alert.
Who dies?
The funeral of Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh.
And then at the end, you see him with the disco ball.
All right.
At the end.
I think we see him in episode three, I thought. Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Tim. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Tim's always got a one-up, everybody.
So and the disco ball has a name too, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, we discussed that. I forget its name now.
Ball of Disco.
The Globe of Peace.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace.
Yes.
We discussed that on a Panaka episode, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
Now there's a lot of other stuff that goes on. There's a lot of stuff that goes on between episodes one and three. There's stuff about he moves the people out of the swamps onto a moon of Naboo called Oma Dun.
Almost done.
That sounds like you're waiting for someone to give up the bathroom. You ready in there yet? I'm almost done.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I totally don't care about. I mean, I wanted to ask you guys, is he in the cartoon at all?
No. Actually, in the cartoon, there's a different boss, Boss Leone.
Yeah.
I didn't see that name anywhere.
Yeah, there's a I looked it up and I was like, where's Boss Nass? Does he like go on vacation and leaves like assistant boss? But no, according to the animated series, there is a different boss after episode 2, Boss Leone.
Well, they do say in here that he does retire, but then because he thinks he's so great, oh, you know what it is here, Boss Leone.
There you go.
That's how do you know this, man?
Tim knows everything.
It was in one of the episodes of the anime series.
Well, before last season, I think. Happens. It seems all that he does during the Clone Wars. There's another character called Peppy Bo. And
it's, I like that name.
It seems like all that they do is there's, it's like a mystery. It's like Murder, She Wrote. There's a livestock poisoning on Naboo, and he has to get to the bottom of it. I mean, it sounds riveting. I'm sure that they could do a whole episode on the cartoon about this. But he does retire and is replaced by Utala Gungan Leone. But because he thinks he's so great, he comes out of retirement and reassumes the title top boss. Like Tim said, he does appear in episode 3, attending the funeral of, spoiler alert, Queen Padme Amidala.
She dies?
Okay. Hmm. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'd like episode 3, and I think things were really going well. And then I saw him, and I'm like, really? Like, things were going so well. And you got to throw this Joker in here again. Like, I was pissed when I saw him. What did you think about this?
Didn't think twice.
Wait, you saw him and you just had no reaction? Do you not hate him?
No, I don't hate him.
Why?
Because he's a baby tadpole. I like tadpoles. I like frogs.
Uh-huh.
Because you know what? He's hardly in it for me to actually hate him. He's not in it long enough to go, I hate that guy. He just rolls in, croaks, and rolls out.
All right. Well, then after that, during the Galactic Civil War, I guess during the original trilogy. And we've talked about this too, that like there are planets that we see in the prequels that kind of you never hear about again, but they must be occupied by the Empire. And that does happen to Naboo. And so at that point, the Gungans and Boss Nass are part of the Rebel Alliance. You just never see any of it.
He and General Dodonna hang out.
Sure.
Given like, tactic tips.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tip.
Now, I'm not getting the sense that you guys hate this guy.
Oh, I hate this guy.
Oh, good.
No, I kind of like him. I think he's okay.
You don't count.
So, not shockingly, Matt and I hate him, and you two guys like him.
I don't dislike him. He's just a character I don't care about. I don't have time to hate him, I guess I should say.
You don't have time to bleed.
His voice doesn't bother me. I know that that's probably one of your biggest issues with him. I thought that the voice characterization was cool, and I thought his animation was great.
Was that
with one exception right there.
What was that, Tim?
All right, well, turn that shit off.
He's so cute.
Well,
tadpole.
All right, maybe I should explain why I hate this guy as much as I do.
He's so jolly.
It's like
Green Santa.
I'm watching The Phantom Menace. All right. A nubile, much younger version of myself. Very excited. Nipples fully engorged.
Then like you are now. Go ahead.
And slowly, minute by minute, I have the piss taken out of me as I'm watching this movie. And I start asking myself as I'm watching it, like, this is what has become of Star Wars. Like, this guy. And it was at that point, is approximately, I'd say, between 12:30 and 12:45 a.m. on May 19th, 1999, that to me, Star Wars was dead. Because I'm looking at this guy and the spit and the cheeks and the clicking and the whatever the hell else is going on. And I'm saying that this guy now joins the lineage of characters like Han Solo, Darth Vader, and Boba Fett. And at that point, to me, Star Wars was dead. Slowly resurrected over the next few years, especially with episode 3. But this creature at that point soiled my childhood memories with his spittle.
That sounds kind of wrong.
Now, I have, like I said before, changed my attitude lately. But to me, this guy is silly, stupid, and not funny.
And all three.
It is mostly the accent and that motorboating scene. Like, you know, what the hell?
He's just shaking his head.
What?
Maybe he's having a stroke. He's about to swallow his tongue. Save him.
Motorboating son of a bitch.
Look at that video.
It's like Mark Cuban on Jane Seymour on Dance with the Stars.
All right, you're sitting there watching this. You got to be honest. You're sitting there watching this guy with the cheeks do that. What do you think? Like, what is your gut reaction when you see him do that?
I will admit that that was an embarrassing moment, and I was a little put off by that one.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost there.
That's it?
I was not a fan of that particular moment of the film.
But everything else you're okay with?
I don't have a problem with his characterization. That's a little weird, and that weird... It sort of sounds like he's trying to get a horse to come near him. But other than that, those two little things, I kind of like him.
All right. I know what Matt thinks. You don't care.
Doesn't bother me, yeah.
I can't believe that any of you are saying that. Well, that you two are saying this. Like that you're just willing to accept this. Like that scared me. At that point, that scared me at the decision-making process. Like this is where we were at that point. They had 16 years. To come up with something. And this is it?
I think Anakin as a little boy was worse than this.
I liked Anakin. Ugh.
This character like just personified what was wrong with episode one for me. And everything about him. The language, the look, the sound, even like the things they did with his character. They have this, you know, he's talking about how he has to save Jar Jar because he has a life debt. That is so unoriginal at that point. We already have Wookiees with life debts. Does every race have a life debt in Star Wars?
Yes.
Kitster is worse than this guy.
I beg to differ. Okay. This is
Wald, the little worm, the little red-haired kid. Yeah. Is worse than this guy.
All right. Well, as far as the things that he does, I mean, he does that ticking. When he's
maybe it's like a lisp thing or something. Maybe, you know, that's his speeching problem he's got.
That's a frog stutter.
Well, of course,
it's in nature.
He does.
Maybe he has a frog as his throat. As his throat. Not in his throat. Yeah.
He does that ticking when he's pissed at somebody.
We all do.
And
I'm doing it right now.
He also does it when he agrees to something in negotiations.
So how do you know if he's mad or if he's agreeing with you?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's doing the truffle shuffle with his mouth. and when he does do the final agreement in the negotiations, he shakes his head and sprays spit.
I think that's he's happy. He's like excited.
Well, who would do business with this
like
guy?
Like a dog. He's happy.
Would you say his spit is kind of like an ejaculate when he gets really happy?
Damn.
I call what he does going Turner and Hooch.
What's up with his assistant bosses on the side? Is that why they're wearing those cloaks over their heads so they can protect themselves?
Probably.
From his sputum?
His specterate? All right. Well, I can't talk about this guy anymore. Let's keep moving through the behind-the-scenes stuff here. He was voiced by the actor Brian Blessed.
Which I couldn't believe Brian Blessed was doing this character.
He's pretty cool. I mean,
yeah.
Flash.
Flash Gordon. He's the villain in Tarzan. He's in that new Oz movie with the what's his face with Franco.
Oh, Oz the Great and Powerful or something like that.
Yeah. Do you think he even looks like him, like Boss Ness, a little bit?
Nah,
he's a big guy,
right?
But other than that, I was watching some interviews with him today. He is like he looks like he would be the most fun.
He is. He is. He always is joking around.
Yeah. He is in the first series of Blackadder as the. King, I forget which king. King Henry V, maybe? I probably have the number wrong, but he was awesome in that.
Yeah. He's great. He was even in Matt's favorite movie, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Who was he in Robin Hood?
I think he's the king that gets killed.
And by God, we take it back.
That's the one that's hanging when Robin's father?
Robin's father. He's the king. He's King Loxley, I think is who he is.
Robin Loxley.
So sad.
That's in fact, I saw in one of the trivia things that, like, in filming some of those scenes, I guess.
King Richard IV. I just want to make that official correction. That's who he played.
That's Blackadder.
Yeah.
Blackadder. Okay. He almost actually was, like, in real danger filming some of these scenes for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Everyone was, especially many people's careers.
Oh.
Love him.
Take that back. Nope. What's worse, Boss Nass or Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Kevin Costner as Boss Nass would be my nightmare.
Boss Nass, Prince of Thieves.
I thought this guy, and I didn't
Maybe we could be friends.
Take it back.
That's been on all lately this past week. What? On cable, Robin Hood.
Oh.
We're watching that a little bit here.
Tune in.
Yeah.
Robin Hood in character. I didn't know that this was Brian Blessed till now, actually. I always kind of thought he was like a Danny DeVito-esque kind of character. Like, he was just little and a bully. And I could, you know, kind of like the Louis De Palma character on Taxi. So, are his ears tied back, Tim? Is that what's going on with him?
Yeah, he pulls them back like in a ponytail, kind of.
Yeah, he's got the ears tied back, and what looks like a wizard's hat. I mean, I don't know. He's wearing like a muumuu and a Dumbledore hat. He's just, everything about him is bad. Even, I mean, you guys
I'm wearing the same thing right now.
Yeah. You guys love Ben Burtt, and I totally respect what he's done for the Star Wars saga. But they sit out here, like, you know, the shaking of the jowls. Like, to me, you can just record a fat dude shaking his jowls. Your boss was down the hall. Like, go record Luke.
Oh, wow. That was pretty good.
But what he did was he put hot water, not just water, hot water in a bottle and shook it back and forth and recorded it. Like, you're such a genius. Like, just record a fat dude.
He phoned in the prequels. We discussed this already.
Yeah.
All right.
He just used tracks he didn't use in the first three movies.
Now, have you guys met Brian Blessed?
No. No, we have not. I know we've gotten his autograph through the mail, but as far as I know, he hasn't done any conventions here in the United States.
Never over here. He's always, yeah, over Europe and somewhere.
I wrote back when I was collecting through the mail, I remember writing him the most ridiculously short letter to ask him. It was like two sentences. And I'll have to see if I still have it. And I remember him just writing back on the thing. Great letter, Brian Blessed. It was the most ridiculous. Like, hey, Brian, I think you're great. Can I have your autograph?
That was
loved him. It was something to that effect. if I still have it, I will post this on our Facebook page somewhere.
It is a great letter. Should have had him sign your Robin Hood Prince of Thieves poster.
I think Matt has one.
That's all I'm clinging to.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Yes.
Michael Wincott's in that.
But it's the sun in this cursed country.
I like everybody in that movie except Kevin Costner.
Oh.
I'm going to cut your heart out with a spoon.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Dave, is that
I mean, I can't take it anymore.
Is that all you got?
And I hate this guy worse now than I did. Because you guys don't get it. Like, you and Tim are so blinded.
I was like, wait a minute. Hold on now.
Not Matt. You and Tim are so blinded by your Star Wars boner.
Thank you. I'm glad someone else finally says it.
I'm just glad that it's so big it's in my eyes. I can't see past it.
That you are willing to put common sense aside and say this guy doesn't bother you.
Doesn't bother me, no.
Bother me.
That's not really.
Sick.
He's not in it long enough for me. He's just there hooching.
He's in it a lot.
And then, yeah.
I started to time it. I mean, just that first scene alone is well over a minute. So I stopped timing. He's in it a lot. I mean, compared to the people we talk about, he's in it a lot. This guy definitely is in it long enough for you to hate him.
R2 with rocket legs bothers me more than him. I don't. Yes. Yeah. He doesn't bother me.
I had just a random theory about that the other night for like no reason. I think it was when we were recording the songs and shit for the Christmas special. Is like the just this completely random thought that piece that fell off of R2 that Davin Felth found was the part that made him fly, and that's why he never flew in any of the original trilogy.
Wow,
that was his fly button.
Yeah.
I'm fed up. I am so done with this. Because if you guys come up with characters that are worse than this, I defy you to come up with characters that are worse than this.
Well, I got one.
No. No way. I win this round of hatred.
At the end of this we will have our listeners vote on who was the worst of the four.
Ooh. Okay.
I like the sound of it. I'd be willing. Well, I shouldn't say that because people may not vote the way they feel if we put something on it. But I think that there's no way you can argue to me that there's anybody worse than this guy. He is the worst character. How many characters do you think are in Star Wars, Tim? Hundreds, right? Like,
yeah, we're talking. We'll say 500 different characters.
There's characters 1 through 500, and say one is whatever, you know, Han Solo, Darth Vader, whoever you like the most. And 500 is this guy. You're saying there's people you would put people below this guy on that list?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Where would you say? Okay, say it's 500. Where do you put this guy on a list of 500?
37.
He would.
Is he in the top? Is he in the top half?
No. No.
Okay.
He would probably be in somewhere in the 400 to 500 range, because there are many, many characters better than him, but there are quite a few characters that I dislike more.
It makes me feel a little better.
He is in the bottom 20%.
I guess I'll have to take it.
Well, good, because that's all you're getting.
But as far as this, Jesus,
Chris, where would you put him if let's say there's 500 characters? I know there's more than that, but would you put him in the bottom
379?
So you would put him in the top. You would put him in the bottom
half,
40%.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're saying.
Well, I guess Matt has no
100 plus characters worse than this guy.
Oh yeah.
What?
Mouse droid. Useless.
That's my mouse droid.
I like tadpoles.
Oh, jeez.
All right. All right. Oh, well, I guess there's no websites now.
No, but we'll post that 4-hour thing in lieu of it. We'll put that so everyone can check that out.
I like that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about Matt having a harder time picking a website.
No, that's fine. Please, give me a break. It's not like I won't have work to do on this episode as it is.
Well, Dave.
Yes.
I think it's time.
Time for what?
The Sounds of Star Wars Trivia. That's a boring title.
Yay! What did you say?
What did you say?
This is the Sounds of Star Wars.
Yeah, you can sing it like that.
We need to have a jingle for this.
Star Wars, my old friend. I'm here alone with my right hand.
My old friend Ben.
All right, who's going first again?
I am.
You are.
I am.
This is from the Return of the Jedi.
Return of the movie. Jedi. 5 points.
5 points.
Bring it. Bring it on.
Number 140.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you tell us the number. It doesn't mean anything to us. I'm trying to keep track.
Here it comes.
Yes.
I know that.
Okay. This could be simple, and you could take it right away, but there's a couple other characters that make similar sounds, but I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going to say that's Gamorrean guards.
Add 5 points.
All right. I was wondering if it might have been for a second that thing that kind of like barks. I didn't remember if it barked or oinked. At like 3PO and R2 as they walk into
that
the
dog kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's more of a bark than an oink. All right.
Who's next? Is it Tim or is it Matt?
I think it's me.
Tim is next.
Tim?
Yep.
All right. 129 from Empire.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go 4 points. I'm pretty good with Empire, but I'm not that confident.
Do you recall what your thing was on last episode's trivia?
I think it was, it was on Solo, I think.
All righty.
Not true. That's impossible.
That's really my quote.
That is your quote. Yeah.
That is Luke Skywalker, played by Mark Hamill, when he finds out that Darth Vader has told him that he is his father.
That's not true. That's impossible.
Tim, you're wrong. No, you're right.
I was going to say, really?
Yeah. Tim's getting just the easy dialogue ones.
Well, Tim might actually finally win a round.
Oh, Boss Nass.
It's very close. Very close last time.
You're very close every time, but never quite one hit, have you?
Not quite there. That's true.
I don't know why I'm taunting you. I didn't win the last one either.
Yours, Matt, is 221 from Attack of the Clones.
Oh, fuck. 2 points.
2 points it is. 221. Here we go. I only hit it once, too.
Pew, 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 pew,
it's
pew.
It's like the Star Wars equivalent of Arsenio Hall scene in Harlem Nights.
Whew.
Coming soon to the Gradies, the great 80s movie.
I have it over there. I haven't watched it yet.
I have a guess. If Matt...
Is your name Matt?
Jesus Christ, Tim. You just got to put your finger in every fucking thing here, don't you?
Give him Matt's ass. Stop
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
Matt, should I play it again for you?
No, don't bother.
Don't hear it again.
I'm guessing it's the battle droids marching across the arena, attacking.
The photo has it's a clone trooper's blaster.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, I mean that was really that was hard because it's a gun firing and you just gotta pick.
Well, that's the way it goes, I guess. What did Matt bet?
2 or something 0.
That is true.
All right, Dave, I'll click this and you can take it.
All right. I'm getting to find you. Since you love Boss Nass, I'm going to find you some Boss Nass shit in here. Hey, Blibber.
What the hell?
What am I doing here?
It went to 43. And it was just from A New Hope.
How do you
know, I just realized this isn't fair. I'm sick, so my ears are clogged. I might not be hearing these sounds correctly.
That's right, Dave.
I might not be hearing the tone. The tone I heard is a battle droid because my ears are all fucked up.
Why do you say date? What did I have to do?
Yeah, Dave.
You were like, well, that's how it goes.
I'm just glad somebody got one wrong.
Oh.
We go through the whole thing, we get them all right. We went from really, really hard questions to okay questions to so far pretty easy questions. But at some point, somebody's going to get a Whopper. So let me see.
Or Big Mac.
Or McRib. Mm.
Are they good? Oh, so good. I saw that they're out there.
You never had a McRib?
No, I never did.
Oh, wow.
So good. I'll have to taste one. Had one. Dave, calm down. Put it back in your pants.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, wait, I didn't bet.
That's right. Your question is from really just the original trilogy.
I'll go 2.
2?
So I go, yeah, I'll go 0 if I get it wrong.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it goes. Can we hear it again?
Please. Is that the Falcon going into hyperspace?
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
The Falcon jumps to hyperspace. Correct.
Ooh!
Nice job.
Thank you.
You got 4.
Good.
I did.
So after 2 times through,
Dave and Tim have six.
Tim, did you know that one too?
I had an idea.
Yeah, an idea.
Chris has four manas, zero. With tons of time to go. And I'd just like to say, after this episode, if you're offended by my hatred of Boss Nass, I don't care. Because I really, really hate him. I know that I hate my character more than the other three of you hate yours.
Oh, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what anybody's characters are. But if you hate yours as much as I do, I feel bad for you because I really hate them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for listening to Dave's most hated character of all 500 characters, if there is any 500 characters out there.
Yeah, there's more.
Yeah. A Boss Nass.
Number bottom.
Number bottom. Join us next time. Who's going next?
You.
Me? Where I tell you who I don't hate as much as I hate Boss Nass.
Yeah, this is going to be some episode.
You just said you hate Boss Nass.
I don't hate Boss Nass. And this guy who I picked, I'm not fond of him, but I don't hate him.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.